We see in the middle of our mind a little ball of golden light. And we watch this light as it begins to grow, larger and larger, until now it covers the entire inner vision of our mind. We see for ourselves within this light a beautiful temple. We see a garden that surrounds the temple and a body of water that flows through the garden. We see that the inside of the temple is lit as well by this same beautiful golden light. And here we are. For we have been drawn together by the power and in the presence of God. We devote our time spent together tonight, all of our relationships and experiences of one another, to Him. And we pray that His holiest Spirit be upon us, lifting us above and beyond the turmoil, the fears, and the limitations of this world to the infinite love and peace that lay beyond. And so it is. Together, we all say, Amen. I'd like to begin this evening by reading to you lesson 106 in the workbook of A Course in Miracles. The lesson is this: let me be still and listen to the truth. If you will lay aside the ego's voice, however loudly it may seem to call, if you will not accept its petty gifts that give you nothing that you really want, if you will listen with an open mind that has not told you what salvation is, then you will hear the mighty voice of truth, quiet in power, strong in stillness, and completely certain in its messages. Listen and hear your Father speak to you through His appointed voice, which silences the thunder of the meaningless and shows the way to peace to those who cannot see. Be still today and listen to the truth. Be not deceived by voices of the dead, which tell you they have found the source of life and offer it to you for your belief. Attend them not, but listen to the truth. Be not afraid today to circumvent the voices of the world. Walk lightly past their meaningless persuasion. Hear them not. Be still today and listen to the truth. Go past all things which do not speak of Him who holds your happiness within His hand, held out to you in welcome and in love. Hear only Him today, and do not wait to reach Him longer. Hear one voice today. Today, the promise of God's word is kept. Hear and be silent. He would speak to you. He comes with miracles 1,000 times as happy and as wonderful as those you ever dreamed or wished for in your dreams. His miracles are true. They will not fade when dreaming ends. They end the dream instead and last forever, for they come from God to His dear Son, whose other name is you. Prepare yourself for miracles today. Today, allow your Father's ancient pledge to you and to all your brothers be kept. Hear Him today and listen to the word which lifts the veil that lies upon the earth and wakes all those who sleep and cannot see. God calls to them through you. He needs your voice to speak to them. For who could reach God's Son except His Father, calling through yourself? Hear Him today and offer Him your voice to speak to all the multitude who wait to hear the word that He will speak today. Be ready for salvation. It is here and will today be given unto you, and you will learn your function from the one who chose it in your Father's name for you. Listen today, and you will hear a voice which will resound throughout the world through you. The bringer of all miracles has need that you receive them first and thus become the joyous giver of what you received. Thus does salvation start.